You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Karine Rosalia, the founder of Lunch Squares, which created This and That Lunch Kit, a complete set of accessories to help parents' lives easier, children's lunches healthier. Karine, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So, Karine, you launched This and That Lunch Kit on Kickstarter on March the 21st with the slogan, Conquer the Lunchbox. How exactly did you do that? Get into some of those details.
Certainly. So, yes, This and That Lunch Kit was launched on Kickstarter on March 21st, so we have a couple more weeks to go. And the idea of This and That Lunch Kit is to make kids have a healthy lunch in a way that is easy for families. Parents often get stumped wondering what to prepare for lunch for their kids. Not everybody has the luxury of going on Pinterest and browsing every morning. So the idea was that I would provide some recipes and some easy containers and some ways to decorate them so that there would no longer be a situation where you're wondering what to make for your kids' lunch, and a way for you to prepare with your kids something that they would actually want to eat. So it's composed of five accessories: the containers, the recipes, and the shopping list, and also some pens and stickers to decorate them, so you can actually involve kids in the process. Because that's one of the things that I've been wanting to do as a parent, is to do some activities with my kids. But there's so very little time that if I can transform some of the chores I have into something fun, like making lunch every day, then, you know, that's a winner. So that's what I set out to do. And the three steps that go into it are: you shop with your kids with illustrated recipes so that you can actually teach them, empower them to know what spinach is, what carrots are. You make the preparation with your kids, and you make them over the weekend. They're like little quiches that you can prepare ahead of time so that you're ready to go when it's morning on a weekday. And you involve the kids by personalizing the little containers with the pens and stickers. So it really is, it becomes a family activity. And making a healthy lunch, which everybody, every parent wants, because kids get bored with sandwich, and they're not all that healthy if you're just including, you know, lots of bread and ham.
Karine, quite impressive and also very creative. Now, so is This and That Lunch Kit like a Blue Apron meal plan for kids, or is it more of a lunchbox?
I'd like to say it's a lunchbox with a plus. It really is containers in which you can pack your lunch, so in that it's a lunchbox, but it comes with recipes and accessories, so you have a solution to the I have no time for Pinterest browsing every morning. You have the whole set. So it borrows from the convenience of a meal plan, because you have everything that you need except for the fresh ingredients, but it's cheaper. It's not a subscription plan, so you're not bound to pay every month. And it's more empowering, because since you don't get the ingredients, but you actually get the how to shop with your kids and go to the market around the corner or go to the superstore. It's more empowering than just having everything prepped up for you.
And taking that even further, if you would, tell us about the story beyond This and That Lunch Kit.
Sure. So This and That Lunch Kit is a very personal story. What happened is I became a parent 4 years ago, and I lived through a separation that was difficult, I have to say. And so I was left a single mom, and I had to find a way to juggle my career, parenting, just make a way to make it all work. So I started thinking about what would be again, some easy ways to transform chores into fun, and what would really help me set out a healthy lunch for my child. She was very young at that time, but already I was making some little quiches that I made with my mom when I grew up in France, so very easy preparations that we would make for picnics. And I tried to make them healthier by integrating more vegetables into them, and she actually ate them, which, you know, is the first goal that you want for lunch, is that your kid is actually going to eat it. And that's what was happening. So parents around me were taking notice. They were asking for recipes. So that was my cue. This has some potential. If I can make kids' lunches healthier, and I can make parents' lives easier in the process by preparing something that the kids are actually going to want to eat and making it into a fun activity, now I'm helping others. So that really, I had a boost of energy because I needed a rebound. I needed something to elevate me from some of the tough times that I was living through, and that was my inspiration. So I'm proud to have gone this far and getting on Kickstarter with some good support, and we'll see what comes next.
Well, good for you, Corrine, and certainly inspirational, and certainly appreciate your sharing some of the backstory there as well. Today we're joined by Corrine Rosalia, the founder of Lunch Squares, which created This and That Lunch Kit, a complete set of accessories to help make parents' lives easier and children's lunches healthier, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Corrine, with a full-time career raising a child and a child on the way, how do you find the drive to run your company?
Well, so some of it partly is tied to my story and really wanting to rebound and making this work. But really, it's tough. Finding a balance between family and professional interests is hard, but not for me. It's hard for every parent. I mean, I think parents have to juggle a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes they make it look easy, but it's not. Usually this constant juggling act can be quite the challenge. So, you know, I've used nap times, I've used nighttime a lot to complete some of my work. But it really is, I mean, because I've juggled so much, and I know that parents are out there juggling too, that's what I set out to serve and to resolve, is to make some easy solutions for the everyday chores. It's that, and then I try to remind myself that I'm setting an example for my daughter. I want to remain confident. So when there are tough times, I want to inspire her to overcome those challenges and, you know, spring back some negative experiences. So it's not a flat line. There are ups and downs, and I think that's the case for every entrepreneur or every parent, and you just try to find the energy to focus on your goal.
Good stuff, Corrine. Thanks for that. Also, now, what's next for Lunch Squares and This and That Lunch Kit?
Sure. So I've got until April 21. To raise the remainder of the goal for Kickstarter. So we're seeking $20,000, which will allow us to get to production. So right now, we've got the manufacturer lined up, and the idea is that when we will reach the goal, we will deliver the kits to all the backers. And once that's done, it will air. And in parallel, we're also going to be reaching out to lots of retailers across the country, running some campaigns for back to school, again, to have the families have a good solution, a good routine set up for when the new school year starts. And I also have planned to expand on This and That Lunch Kit by having different editions of recipes. I know many families struggle with either gluten-free or having some vegan or no nuts, and there are special diets out there that I would like to be of help with. So having some special recipes for special diets is something that I have at heart. I'm also, so This and That Lunch Kit also comes with a set of stickers to customize the containers, and I'd like to bring in some different designers to be able to provide additional variety in the stickers. So to make it more interesting, again, so kids can have fun with their lunch. So there's lots of things in the works, and I'm really hoping that we can serve lots of families with this that lunch kit.
Certainly sounds quite exciting, and got a lot of awesome stuff going on there, and we wish you nothing but the best here from those here at EPN. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I do want to and people that listen that and the listeners that listen that lunch kit is available on Kickstarter until April 21. It's a good we've put some very compelling rewards out there for great discounts. And then I shout out, I guess, to all the parents and all the entrepreneurs now that I am one of that I have become a parent and I am trying to run my company. I understand all the challenges, and I hope that this and that lunch kit can make it easier for everybody. So that's my bit.
Again, Kareen, we certainly have enjoyed your visit. It is thisthatlunch.com. Again, Kareen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the success to you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And you're most welcome, Kareen. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Kareen Rosalia, the founder of Lunch Squares, which created This and That Lunch Kit, a complete set of accessories to help make parents' lives easier, children's lunches healthier. And for all the details, visit thisthatlunch.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.